Come in, Mr. Scott, come in. Well, I understand you finally got through to Gander.
Yes, sir, John, and it's true. Right down to the last blast of detail. Mr. Honey wrecked the plane. Mr. Honey dropped that reindeer right on its belly.
It should interest all you gentlemen that in addition to frantic calls from the press, the ARB, the Treasury, and the Home Office, I also heard from Sir David.
Oh, dear.
It is Sir David's belief that there isn't enough money in the Bank of England to pay for the damage done to British aviation by the implication of the safety of their aircraft. Furthermore, he refuses to fly Mr. Honey back to England.
But Honey must be returned here at once, Sir John, for the inquiry.
Sir David has contacted the RAF. He said they, at least, are equipped to take risks.
Excuse me, sir. There's a Miss Monica Teasdale to see you, Sir John.
Teasdale?
Yes, the film stars.
First of all, Miss Teasdale, we're curious as to how you got back here so quickly.
I came back with a crew, gentlemen. Something about having to return for reassignment, so I decided to come along. Now, about Mr. Honey.
Ah, yes. Mr. Honey is expected here tomorrow night. The army has consented to bring him over in a bomber.
Miss Teasdale, if you can give us any idea of what really happened.
They were going to take off for Montreal, although he told them they shouldn't. And the lever was right there, so he pulled it. You've never seen such a commotion in your life. I guess a thing like that hasn't happened before in the history of the world.
No, fortunately, no. Have you known Mr. Honey long?
No. I met him on the plane. He came to tell me that he thought we were in trouble.
And what did he do? Explain his theory?
He did, and I believed him.
Did you understand it?
Not a word.
Well, then how could you? I mean, after all...
I don't know a thing about mathematics, Sir John. But I know when a man knows what he's talking about. That funny little man is brave and kind and on the level. But they'll throw him to the wolves now, won't they?
The wolves?
They'll say he's a lunatic and let it go at that. Well, that's why I wanted to meet the people he worked for. I want to find out if you're going to stand by him. Somebody's got to, you know.
We don't know whether Mr. Honey is right or wrong, but I assure you nothing will be spared to get at the truth. We sincerely hope to find it on the side of Mr. Honey.
Well, I don't think there was much need in my coming here, but I'm glad I did.
We're indebted to you, Miss Teasdale.
Isn't there anything I can do for him? His little girl... I thought that if I went to see her, maybe I could stop by just to see if she's all right.
Oh, I think that would be very nice. She's staying with neighbors, I believe. If you don't mind coming with me, I'll look up the address.
Thank you. Sir John, there's going to be trouble for Mr. Honey, isn't there?
Yes, I'm afraid so.
Thank you again, and goodbye.
Here he is, Sir John. When he got off the bomber, he went directly to...
Now, Sir John, I protest. I protest very strongly. The vibration shed's under guard. They refuse to let me through. Now, why has my work been taken out of my hands?
Please sit down, Mr. Honey.
I'm not in the habit of going around wrecking things. You ought to know that.
If you please. The Board of Inquiry has agreed to defer the hearing concerning your conduct in Gander until your test in the shed has reached the 1,440-hour mark. The figure you yourself suggested.
That figure was suggested and arrived at by the science of mathematics.
Fact remains that if your test proves your contention, the airline and everyone else will be extremely grateful to you. If it does not, or if we fail to get supporting evidence from Labrador...
Well, how can I look for evidence in Labrador when I'm ordered back here?
We sent someone else, Mr. Honey. Penworthy left yesterday.
Penworthy? Oh, very capable man, I approve.
Thank you. Meanwhile, the Board of Inquiry plans to issue a statement. Something to offset all this ruinous publicity. That yours was the act of an irresponsible and unbalanced mind. They want the supporting opinion of qualified psychologists. In other words, they wish to test you, as well as that tail assembly.
To see if I'm insane?
Yes, that's right.
Do you think I'm insane?
No, I don't think so. I'd hate to have them look me over at the moment. You can refuse, you know. That's your privilege.
No, I won't refuse. Let them pry and poke if they want to. And tell them I'll be in my office in the morning if they want to see me.
Thank you.
Well, if there's nothing else, I think I'll go home.
Thank you. We'll return shortly with Act 3 of No Highway in the Sky.